Welcome to episode 66 of Comics and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Chris.
And I'm Lumpy.
And he's Lumpy. And this is a review show that reviews comics chronologically, kind of. Thank you for telling us he took too long.
He took too long. I wasn't waiting for him. Yeah.
I was waiting all that time for you.
No, I came right after. I was saying it while he was still saying he's TJ.
You never come right off and say it. You always take too long.
I'm telling you, I'm saying it right on his tail. I think there's a delay or something.
You have a delay that That's it, no I quit. One else does.
That's it, I quit. I quit.
Okay. Anyway, we're going into Detective Comics number 68. It was released October 1942. It was written by Bill Finger, penciled by Bob Kane, inked by Jerry Robinson and George Russo, lettered by Iris Schnapp, edited by Whitney Elsmore, executive editor Whitney Elsmore, cover artist Jerry Robinson. It is called The Man Who Led a Double Life, and yeah, that's it, pretty much, for the credits.
We could pretty much end there if you wanted to.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I thought this one was okay.
Not great? I won't do it yet.
Okay. Anyway, going into the cover here, Uncle Chris, what's going on here?
Well, Batman's carrying a dead body on the bottom, and yes. Two-Face is in Rapunzel's tower, and he's going to let down his hair, it looks like, and Robin is climbing over on the electrical wires, which is not a smart idea, kids. Don't climb on electrical wires.
He's going to save Rapunzel.
And it's a blue background, and on the bottom it says, beware of Two-Face. Is he one man or two?
See the man who led a double life.
Yeah, we already said it was called The Man with the Double Life or something, didn't we?
That was the name of the comic, sure.
It also mentions a four-star hit, the Boy Commandos again at the top.
Yeah, it's World War II. That's their big thing right now.
They are pushing those Boy Commandos every issue now.
Well, and War Bonds.
Yeah, War Bonds.
Well, Batman's still in the upper corner, even though he's on the cover. So
Yeah. Which is weird.
And it's also still 10 cents.
Right.
And there was something else. Oh, this is October, so this is our Halloween issue, too.
Oh, yeah. Spooky.
Yeah. Real spooky, this one was. All right, so before we jump in, we have another book review.
Yeah, good. I like the book reviews.
This is a book review of The Mail Wagon Mystery.
Oh, no.
So... But they're also now giving you cash prizes for your book reviews.
Really?
Yes.
Send one in.
So they want you to... There's a list of books here that you can choose from. Young Mac and Fort Vancouver, Black Stallions, Genu the Slay Dog, Citadel of 100 Stairways, Black Fire, Way Down Cellar, Piang the Moro Chieftain, Happy Landon, Haven for the Bravo, or The Last of the Gauchos.
Well, never heard of any of those books.
So which one are you gonna cover those books? Huh?
I'll do The Last Gauchos or Grouchos or whatever.
No. I'm doing The Gauchos. You're out for The Gauchos.
Come on, then I'll do The Black Stallions. Maybe it's a cowboy book.
Okay. We'll come back to that at the next episode.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes.
I will not read it.
All right, hold on. And, of course, we got Superman's Stupid Secret Code.
Yeah, I love these.
It's from Jupiter this time. Anyone want to take a guess what the code is?
I bet it's about war bonds.
You're not?
Buy stamps.
You're both wrong.
Really?
Yeah. This one says, I need America. America? Wait, no. I need America. Needs you. Do your bit.
I think you decoded that wrong or something.
No. It's supposed to be, I need America, America needs you, but they didn't put America in twice.
Oh. So it's, I need America, needs you.
Yeah. I need America, America needs you, do your bit.
What does that mean?
B-I-T. You know, because, you know, it's wartime. Do your bit. Chip in. Do your part.
Yeah, it's your time to do your part. Buy war bonds and stamps.
You said we're both wrong and we were both right. Because that's what
they're talking about. We were both absolutely right.
But they didn't say the word stamps or bonds.
Well, because they figure everybody already knows because he said it 50 times already.
All right. Into the actual story itself. It is 13 pages long, and we got a non-canon splash page cover. Lumpy, what's happening? Well, something just crashed.
Somebody's house just fell down.
The cat just jumped on the fan, which knocked my microphone over, which was...
Nice.
Yes. Okay, anyway, so on the splash page, you have Two-Face on his good side. He is holding Batman, Robin, and I believe it's his wife or girlfriend, whoever she was. And on his bad side, he has some robbers with money, and the guns are shooting at Robin and them. There's also his two-sided coin. There's question marks, like he's conflicted between sides.
And he's giant, and he has these all in the palm of their hands. So.
Yes, I wish this was canon. To do the giant thing.
Yeah, I wish this was canon so he could be giant.
He would just crush people.
All right. Anything else to say about that?
No.
All right, so we picked off where we left off 2 issues ago.
Yeah.
In Detective Comics world. But, so...
Where it stopped? I can't remember. Is that where it stopped when it landed on that line?
Yes. On the line, yes. The coin landed there, and then they parted ways.
That's right. They told us that it would come back, though, right?
Right. But they waited 2 months to do it, so...
Yeah. And we were waiting, too. It was like, we couldn't wait. I forgot about it.
I mean, the thing is, they waited 2 months to basically repeat the last comic.
Right.
Oh, yeah, because the first few panels is just the end of the last...
Right. Well, I really like the last comic, so I'm going to like this one.
I just don't know why I had to read it again with his face melting off. And yeah, like that bothered me that they had to do all that.
Wait, did that happen in the original one?
Yeah, he tried to get makeup on before.
Did he?
And he got mad because this stuff came off.
Is that what happened before in the other comic? I don't remember that happening in the other comic.
No, I don't remember that happening either. I think you're thinking of this comic.
Oh, man, maybe they were both really bad, weird like that. I swear he went home and tried to do it.
No, he did go home.
You guys talk.
He did go home. Go ahead, Uncle Chris.
I think he went home and she thought he was gross, but I don't think he had makeup on when he went home.
Yeah, I don't think he had like a mask or anything on.
No, I think she was just like, ew, get out of here, you're gross.
I mean, then they do that again in this one, but...
Right. Right, but then now he takes that on somebody else. Like, it's always somebody else's fault.
Well,
I do like we get the double-sided coin in this.
We had it last issue.
Yeah, but he scratches it up.
On the last issue.
Did he really? So this is a repeat of the last issue, too.
It's basically the same as the last issue.
I knew he was flipping the coin, but I thought it was just a regular coin. I didn't know he had a two-faced coin and he was scratched on one side.
Yeah, he scratched it on one side.
It's been a while.
Because didn't the acid do it or something in the last issue?
To the coin?
Yeah, because it was on his pocket on that side.
I don't know. It's clear you guys don't remember the last
issue. Well, I'm sorry. You guys maybe wait like 7 weeks to do this episode. So.
No, we're trying to do it in real time. It took 2 months to get back to this. This is how people felt in 1942 when they had to wait 2 months. They don't remember the comic.
That's true.
We were just trying to give you the real feel of it.
Uh-huh. Well, it's hard to remember, that's for sure. Because there's also been 5 Batman stories in the time that we've read this one.
That's true, too. And Lumpy's taking forever. Like, we're trying to stall for him, but he's reading the entire comic, apparently.
The new DC app sucks so bad. I have to leave the comic to go back, and I have to go find the other comic. And they don't put Two-Face on the front of the comic.
No,
that one did, didn't it?
Did it?
I don't know.
Was that the one where it was the commandos on the front?
It was the one before the penguin on the ostrich. It had
so it's the time clock.
Yeah, it's the clock tower one. Yes,
this is great for a podcast. This way, people, we're gonna find it eventually.
I mean, it's no worse than you and Lumpy talking about burritos for a half hour in the one episode.
I don't even remember talking about burritos. I like burritos though.
You were both went to some place down in Virginia or South Carolina or something. I don't remember.
No, that was south of the border.
There you go.
South Carolina. Yeah. The tacos weren't good. The burritos weren't good.
All right. Well, I'm going to jump back into the story now.
Okay.
So last issue, he flipped the coin to decide whether he's going to be good or evil forever. But it landed on its side. And so Two-Face picks up the coin and puts it back in his pocket, and Batman asks if he's going to flip it again. He said, nope, we're going to let fate decide. Isn't that what the coin does, though?
The coin right, would have decided, but apparently... Wait, well, I guess...
One at a time, go ahead.
Well, I guess now it's... Every time it's going to be the coin, right? But before, it would have been permanent. Like, if he would have flipped it and it would land it on evil, he would have been evil forever.
Yes. It would have been permanent right. if whatever side, but it landed on its edge, so no right. side came up. So now he's just going to let fate decide, which doesn't make sense for his psychosis.
Okay, I was wrong. But yes.
Well, you were wrong?
Normal.
We'll just leave it at that. Keep going.
Okay.
That's normal, but the difference is he admitted it this time.
That's fair.
Nothing? Did he leave? He's still looking.
I'm actually trying to get the cat to stop chewing the bottle right there, in case you can't hear it.
No, I hear something like hitting a pipe or something.
I heard somebody playing a guitar or something. It's like twang.
Anyway.
Oh, they're playing with a metal wire that's stapled to a board. So yes, they're playing a guitar, essentially.
Yeah, they made their own guitar. Anywho.
For the seventh time. So he puts the coin in his pocket. Oh my god.
Okay.
All right. Try that. So he says he only tosses a coin one time to decide what he's going to do. That's what, and since it came up on its side, he's going to let fate decide. And then a cop bursts in and says he's going to, and shoots Two-Face. He just busts in and shoots him.
Just comes in and shoots him. Yeah, well, that's what they do in Gotham. They shoot first and ask questions later.
And Batman's mad at the cops, saying, "I could have reformed him." And then Two-Face is not dead because he jumps up and, like, palm hits Batman in the chin and then jumps out a window.
Yep.
Oh, and I guess he does scar the coin on this one. I thought it was scarred last time, though.
It was. It's more scarred now from the bullet.
Yeah, the bullet hit the scarred side. Fate's giving me my answer. The scarred side saved my life. So now a life of crime.
The cop shot the bullet in his breast pocket. That's why he's not dead. And it just helped. But he put it in scarred side down.
I mean, did he? Did he do it on purpose? Or did it just, it landed in his pocket?
It's a pocket. He put it in horizontally. It's not like he flipped it into his pocket. He placed it in.
Listen, I think he wants to be evil anyway.
it's pretty clear. He does.
It's the if you're in the 40s and you have a green face, evil. That's it.
Yes.
Well, he does
announce. Nowadays, you can have green, but not then.
He does, like, announce to a yellow background that he is forever evil. Harvey Kent is the king, is king of crime from now on.
Yeah, he's like, the next one he's got, like, his hands up in the air, and he's like, ah!
Then we cut to a week later, where Two-Face is adjusting his criminal...
I knocked it the f*** back over, okay? Get the f*** out of here, both of you. What the f***? quality episodes here.
We'll see. TJ will fix it in post. Don't worry.
I don't think I will. I think people need to feel my pain.
I agree. I think it's it gives it character.
I think it's giving it a peek behind the curtain now. I don't know. Who cares?
Anyway, Two-Face has adjusted his goons, and he's repeating what he's been doing for the last, like, 3 weeks now.
Yeah, we don't need to reread that.
And so he flips a coin, and it comes up good side. So they go and rob a, what is it?
You would think the good side would mean he would start a charity. Instead, he still does something wrong.
I was going to say, that's what proves that he wants to be bad. Because he does bad things just to make it look good by donating it to charity. But he's still robbing people.
He's still doing bad things.
He doesn't want to be good.
But what else is he supposed to do with all these goons?
True. Well, he could build a house. He could go to, like, what's that called? Habitat for Humanity, and build a house for someone or something.
He could just not do anything.
I can tell you what he could do. He could say, "I won't rob this guy." That's a good thing.
It'll be a great thing.
Yeah. and pay the goons anyway and send them back to Home Depot and say, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, I will hire you again tomorrow. You can come to Dad's and play games all day long, and I'll pay you for the day.
Yeah, I'll have candy and soda. That's what they have in 1940s, right? At parties?
That's not how the goon economy works.
Oh, see, I didn't know anything about goon economics.
I told you, you have to watch Harley Quinn in order to find out.
Oh, okay. I tried to watch that, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like the shock value of 50 F-words in the first episode, and I was just like, I'll try it again later. Like, they're doing it on purpose, and it was like, I don't know, it was like they were only doing it to make people watch it because they're cursing.
Yeah, look at how many curse words we can get away with.
Yeah, like, I get it, it's for adults. I figured it out in the first 5 F-words, you didn't have to say it 50 more times. But I'll give it another shot. I just kind of got annoyed.
It tones down after that. It doesn't get as bad. Yeah. There's still curses and stuff in it. That first one is.
And crazy. There should be. There but should there, be. But that one was to kind of rope people in and show them.
Yeah, it was a bit over the top.
Yeah. But I'll try it again. I'll give it another shot. Stay tuned for my review in the next couple episodes.
Yeah, sure.
After your book review.
After my book review.
Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, try this again. He's robbing a doubles tennis match. Do they get a lot of money from doubles tennis matches?
He's robbing the people playing tennis. Like, do you carry money in your pockets when you're playing tennis?
Well, he looks like he's robbing the crowd, isn't he?
Yeah, well, the goons.
He robs
the
both.
Goons. Yeah, the goons have the tennis players.
Yeah, I think they're just holding them, like, at gunpoint, though.
Why? So that they don't hit anybody with their rackets? They don't cause a racket?
I mean, listen, in his defense, have you ever seen a poor person at a tennis match?
True, no. You're right.
I've never seen anyone at a tennis match because I don't think I've ever seen a tennis match.
Well, I wouldn't think, like, someone who has to go to, like, you know, Panhandle is at a tennis match because...
Fun fact, I love watching tennis on TV.
I actually think I played tennis with you once, and I don't know nothing about... I don't know anything about tennis, and I suck at it.
All right. Watching tennis is a lot of fun.
So, didn't we play tennis around the corner?
Yes, we did, with all the kids.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't like it.
So, two things. One, wouldn't you want to be panhandling at a place with a bunch of people being rich?
Yes.
True.
And two, why was that a fun fact? There was nothing fun about that fact.
There was fun fact. Fun fact.
Well, it depends.
About me.
No one cares that you like tennis.
Fact. It was a fun fact about me.
Maybe Lumpy has built a fan base, and now everybody's going to go out and buy... T-shirts with his name on it says Lumpy, and then it's got two tennis rackets crossing.
And it say, send Lumpy to Wimbledon.
No. If anybody likes anything about Lumpy, it's going to say a shirt that says bang and cats running around the room.
send Lumpy and his cats to Wimbledon.
It's got a something falling on a cat's head and it says meow.
Meow. We might have to put that one on TeePublic.
Man. Anyway, for the 100th time, he robs the tennis court and he gives it to charity. Yeah. Which doesn't make any sense. Wouldn't they just give it back to the people they stole it from?
That's what I'm saying. You donated stolen goods. Now the people at the charity are also guilty for accepting stolen property.
Well, no.
That's it. Arrest the charity.
They just found it on the desk with a note. They didn't accept it. It was just left at the charity.
They didn't turn it back out and say, hey, we found this stolen property.
You don't know that they did. You don't know if they didn't because they don't go back into it. It just shows them receiving the money.
They didn't return it.
Oh, and it does say it was contributed by Two-Face, so they wouldn't know.
Yes.
But even if they did, even if they did keep it and they just kept quiet about it, the cops would never know. It's the Gotham PD.
I don't disagree. They still broke the law. They're as bad as Two-Face.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Crooks.
Well, it is 1940. Everyone's a crook at this point.
Yes.
Anyway, so elsewhere, as the charity is getting their stolen goods, Two-Face flips another coin, and it comes up evil. And they kidnap some guy.
Some guy who looks like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, doesn't he?
He does.
Well, he either looks like Mr. Hyde or Dr. Jekyll, one or the other, but I get your...
Yeah, well, it's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, because it's the same guy.
Yeah, but, you know, when he mutates, he turns his appearance differs. That's why no one recognizes who he is.
You want to know another fun fact? We are 22 minutes into this podcast. We went 3 pages. Go.
Anyway, so Henry Logan has been kidnapped, according to the newspaper. He is apparently a match king.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I'm guessing he makes matches or owns a factory that makes matches.
No, it explains. We'll get to it in a moment.
Does it?
Well, okay. No, I know what they explain here, but I'm saying I think he owns a factory or something.
He might own a factory because of all the access he has to as many.
Yes, I think so.
Wait, no. We're going to find out what he does, but it looks like he makes stuff out of matchsticks.
Yeah.
He definitely does. He makes stuff out of matchsticks.
But you think...
Yeah, go ahead.
You're giving a backstory to him. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, I'm just saying, the guy's rich. They're not robbing him for his things he made out of matchsticks. They're robbing him for money. How did he make his fortune? I'm assuming he probably is a matchmaker.
Well, he could have also just inherited the money and just been an eccentric about matchsticks.
A matchmaker? Like, he hooks people up? Like, this is going to be your girlfriend?
Yeah, because he definitely looks like the type of guy that could do that.
Yeah, he definitely does.
Listen, in the 40s, he was a stud. You know?
Anyway, Batman and Robin see the Bat-Signal and run to Commissioner Gordon over the rooftops, and then we're in Commissioner Gordon's car going to somewhere... to Henry Logan's home, and in Henry Logan's home, Henry Logan's there. He wasn't kidnapped.
Yeah.
And he likes to build things out of matchsticks. Like, he's got Eiffel Tower built out of matchsticks, a airplane, a ship, all kinds of things. Anyway.
It's weird.
Anyway, so this guy, Henry Logan, doesn't like leaving his house or doing anything, so he hired a double to do all the social engagements that I guess rich people were obligated to do in 1940.
Right, and he's busy building crap out of matchsticks, so he don't have time to go to any of that crap.
Right. And so he's like, go get my double back. They want $200,000 for him back. Just for reference, that's $3.3 million today.
Really?
Yes.
$2.3 million.
Matchmakers got $2.3 million?
$3.3 million.
Do you know how many people smoked back then?
True. This is true. Everyone smoked.
And you didn't
children,
have lighters.
Dogs, cats, everybody, everything smoked.
Yeah, everyone. Camels, then. Cats. Yeah. They played, dogs played poker, smoked all night.
When you bought meat, it was already smoked because the cows were smoking in the fields.
So, yes.
Also, Fred Flintstone smoked too.
Fred Flintstone definitely smoked.
Anyway, so this old guy's played up as very eccentric and, you know, not likable, apparently.
Yeah, he seems like a jerk.
Every time he does something, he's like very, you know, uncaring, I guess. But he doesn't come off that bad in this first part. But Batman and Robin are just like calling him an ingrate and an old fossil and stuff.
Yeah, they don't appreciate his match stuff.
One fist would make you more polite.
Yeah, it's like I like reading his dialogue. It's like he's a little curt, but at this point in time, but he doesn't say anything he just seems mad that Two-Face stole his double.
Right. There's no reason for Batman to start calling him names and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, but it's all in Batman and Robin's head. They don't say it out loud, but.
Well, no, Batman says you selfish old fossil. You're thinking only of yourself.
No, but if you see that dialogue level, it's clouded before it goes
into
the round.
To be
clouded is, Yeah, cloud it is think bubbles.
Yeah, I've seen them do think bubbles with the little circles, but I've never seen it where it's part of the actual word bubble.
Well, that's because he thinks the first part and then says the second part. Because they want you to say, he's Batman does not like this guy.
Okay.
So Batman's a little judgy, anyway.
Yeah.
So Two-Face calls this guy and says, meet me at a barn and I'll show you that your guy's alive, but you give me the money. And of course it's a trap because Batman and Robin are in disguise. Why is Robin always dressed as an old woman?
It's starting to really get where Robin is every time he's an old woman. It's really weird.
Yeah. And Batman
might be Batman's thing, you know?
Yeah, I think you said that once before. I think it made me uncomfortable the last time too.
Good. It's my goal every day.
But yeah, Batman dressed up as the old guy and Robin dresses his wife, but Two-Face doesn't fall for it because the double doesn't have a wife. And so there's a big fight where, you know, stuff happens. Batman punches a guy, Robin throws a pitchfork at another guy, and then a bunch of hay falls on top of Robin, and then Two-Face escapes on a motorcycle. On
two wheels.
Yeah, on a two-wheeled vehicle. How appropriate. That's what Two-Face is. But Batman jumps from a roof. I don't know how he got to the roof.
In front of the moon.
Yeah, well, it's gotta look cool.
I'm still confused at how or why he was on the roof of the bar.
Because the hay explosion in the scene before, he had to jump upwards.
Oh.
The guy's getting away. Okay. Let me climb up on the roof.
Batman also says, and while he's kicking one guy, what sort of adventure would it be for Batman and Robin if they didn't swing on a rope at least once?
Swing from a rope. Yeah. So.
I was thinking more like break through a window, but, you know, I guess we're not doing that in this one.
No windows in the bar.
So Batman tackles Two-Face off of the motorcycle, and they get into the scupper, and then we get the dumbest knockout ever.
I'll give you that.
Batman gets knocked out for the 39th time here, but he gets knocked out because Two-Face throws his coin at his forehead and knocks him unconscious.
But it doesn't even say, it says it hits him on the temple, but it bounces right off of his forehead.
Right.
In the drawing, it's his head. But even in the temple, it's a quarter.
Two-Face threw his silver dollar so hard at Batman's head, it knocked him out.
Yeah.
It didn't even hit him
flat on the ground.
It didn't even hit him in the back of the head.
No, it didn't even hit him in the soft spot. Yeah.
So, and they're like, ooh, this heavy silver dollar of mine came in handy. I don't care how heavy it is. It's not going to knock somebody out.
You can make it out of the heaviest metal. I don't know. I have picked up some heavy, like, small things, but it's weird.
I also don't think that it would save you if the bullet hit it. So if we're splitting hairs here.
True. Unless, again, maybe it's made out of this solid metal and it's really heavy and it blocks bullets.
Well, it is a coin from the 1940s, so it was probably made out of a different metal than today's coins.
Yeah, but the power of the bullet and the size of that coin, it would have pushed the coin inside you.
I don't think it would have slowed it enough that it wouldn't have like penetrated it too deep, though.
It wouldn't have still been in his pocket.
You think it would have buried into his chest?
I'm pretty sure. These people are in the same room when he gets shot.
I don't know. I think if it was anything, it would go through the coin and then it go through that way rather than him put the bullet being able to physically push the coin into his body.
I think it would block it.
I'm calling Mythbusters on this
chest.
One.
I think it would block it and leave a little bruise on his chest.
I think so too. It might even deflect the bullet, honestly.
I don't think so. Not at that close of range.
It wasn't that close of range. It was across the room.
The rooms aren't that big.
Right, but...
Yeah, but how powerful are guns back then, too?
It's still gunpowder and a bullet in a handgun.
Yeah, it's not a musket. Yeah, it's not like they put gunpowder in and dropped the bullet, packed it down and then dropped the bullet in.
Yeah, it's a bullet at close range.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I saw it. It blocked it, so I don't know what you guys are fighting about. It's right here in the book.
It's true. It did happen in the book.
Yeah. But, I mean, why would Batman lie to me? I don't know. Everything I've seen in a Batman comic is true. Even when he was in the Land of the Giants, and even when he was flying on a bird one time, I think. Truth. Are we looking something up? Is that why we're all quiet?
Of course we are.
Yeah, well, I can't stall by myself. Nobody's even answering me. I guess I'll try to stall here by myself. Want me to tell you a joke?
Yes.
Why don't you continue reading the comic, going through what's happening?
Yeah, because I don't even know where you left off. Okay. So he knocks Batman out, and then sometime later, to recover Batman and Robin, return to the Match King's hobby house. I guess Two-Face brought them back to Logan's house, and says, well, Logan, I've come back with your double. Wait, what? How am I lost here?
All right, so I'm going to go back for a second. We're going to disregard that you even said anything.
Good, because I'm lost here.
But whoever said that the bullets of the you know, guns and bullets in the 40s would be different, you are correct. And it's basically saying that random pocket change probably could have deflected a bullet back then.
Huh.
Like, bullets and things now that are made would not, it wouldn't, it basically wouldn't phase the bullet. But back then, actually, coins and like boilerplates and a lot of other things did deflect bullets and stop them.
Wow. My research concurs.
Yeah.
He's got different.
Well.
And I like how Uncle Chris took credit for saying it when I was the one that said it.
No, I said guns aren't as powerful in the 40s or something like that.
Didn't you?
Yeah, thank you.
I said and, they were made from different stuff back then, but okay. That's fine. It doesn't matter.
Well, I'll tell you what I did say. I said that the change deflected the bullet because I read it in this book, and that's it.
And it did. Boom. And you were right.
Okay. Now, I was wrong twice in this episode. Lost.
All right. But let's go.
Okay. So Two-Face knocks out Batman, and then they go back. They take the double back to the old man who says, oh, okay, thanks. Get out. And so Robin lights a match on his foot and gives him a hot foot, causing the old man to jump around. How did you get lost with that? But okay.
Well, Batman's knocked out the last time I saw him. Yep. Now they are at Logan's house.
First he fell in the water off the docks and then got up and went to Logan's.
The next panel says sometime later.
the recovered Batman and Robin. Okay, so Robin is just being a jerk then. As I'm reading this, I'm like, it's got to be like a fake Robin or something. No, Robin really did set the guy on fire.
Yeah, they don't like this guy.
Yeah, they hate this guy. So wait, Two-Face? Oh, that's where it is. Okay. Two-Face knocks him out, and then he flips the coin to see what he's going to do. Because he's going to kill him, but he flips the coin to see what he's going to do.
No, that's not what happens. He knocks him out and says, the coin comes in handy, but I'm not a killer yet, and he was my friend. I got to go before I give in to the temptation.
Ah, that's where, yeah, okay. That's where I got lost. So we left him there.
It was a stupid reason for him to not kill Batman, right. But I didn't bother because all the villains do that.
Yeah, they do. They really do that.
So Two-Face is just out on a leisurely drive, I guess.
He looks happy, too. He's whistling and stuff. It seems like he's having a good time.
And he sees this couple, and he's like, I miss my wife, so I'm going to go see my wife. He goes, and he shows up, and he's healed. He got plastic surgery and everything, so.
He looks so good, she wants to touch him.
Yeah.
Like, I want to touch it, yeah.
Yeah, and she's like, wow, you're handsome again. I guess we can see each other again. And so they're having dinner by candlelight. But oh no, his face starts melting, and he's ugly. And she's like, ah! And he says, then he gets mad. And then Batman bursts in and says, hello, Kent. And he's like, get out of my way, lady. And he pushes her. And he jumps out a window and steals Robin's move, the crotch jump, onto Robin.
Yeah.
And then he gets in his car and drives away.
That panel, it looks like Batman pushes her into Kent.
No, that's what it looks like to me is he pushes her into Batman.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that is what's going on. So, yeah, they're done. They're not married anymore. The end.
Yeah, and then Batman consoles her, why not? And then
because he's always trying to, pick up chicks, that's why. Batman's
he's
always
just
on the
nice
prowl.
To people.
He's a hound.
At this point, we forgot that he had a girlfriend. We'll find out next episode that it comes back.
Yes.
But he's Two-Face is mad, so he's all vengeful and goes back to a mask shop, I guess? And
I
beats up what?
The guy who made up his face, I guess.
Well, yes, they're wax mask makers.
Yes. Ah. The mask shop says masks and makeup. And so he beats up the two shop makers and burns down their place. Surprisingly, doesn't kill them, but we need this plot point for later. So, yeah. But
the coin flip must have been on the good side.
No, he was
so
just
just burned it down.
He was just vengeful for this one.
I was kidding.
Yeah, but he just burns it down. They never say what happened to those two.
Yes, they do.
No.
Yeah, outside. They're outside the fire, and the two shopbreakers there, and the son says to dad, I'll get Two-Face for it someday.
Oh, yeah.
And because that comes back.
I actually didn't even catch that. But yes, yeah. I do know it comes back, but I never even caught that the first time I read it.
Anyway, Bruce and Dick are, I guess, home, and they're like, I can't use makeup again because he used it last time. And Robin says, yeah, that does seem risky, but Bruce is like, maybe I can use makeup. Meanwhile, the next night, one of Two-Face's thugs meets this other thug named Getaway George, who is a driver, I guess? And Two-Face is lacking a driver right now. So he's like, I want to work for Two-Face. So the thug obviously introduces him to Two-Face, and Two-Face is like, yeah, you're good, and hires him without flipping a coin or anything.
Yeah, but Two-Face actually mentions you might be Batman in makeup.
He does.
That's weird.
There's a reason why he brushes that off, though. I'm trying to read what it was.
Boss, I know you're leery because the Batman fooled us with makeup before, but this guy is okay.
And the guy says, if you don't want me, then I don't have to do it. It's okay. I don't have to be here. And that makes Two-Face trust him.
Okay. There you go. So he flips his coin, and I don't know which side comes up, actually.
It looks like the good side, but I can't really tell.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Oh, it says, the good side on the next panel. And they're going to rob the cops versus the firemen baseball game?
That is the worst place to go, isn't it?
I mean, they're doing it just to, you know, because they think it's going to be funny and they can.
Yeah.
But I mean, I get it, but they could go anywhere else in the town because the cops and the firemen are playing baseball.
Yeah.
Right, that's true. But my thing is, are they really going to make enough money to make this worth it?
No.
And if they succeed, what are they going to do with this money that was already going to charity? This is the good side.
Yeah, they're robbing the charity baseball game.
So I don't know what the point of this was.
Well, we're going to rob it, and we're going to give it to the charity instead of you. That's why.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
That is kind of what it seems like he's doing.
It does. Like, it's weird.
We're robbing this charity thing so that we can be the donors to charity and not you.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Okay. Anyway, the cops are playing the fireman baseball, and the cops are cheating because they have Batman and Robin on their team.
Well, they're honorary members of the police department.
Yeah, but this is like minor league baseball team having professional baseball players on their team.
True.
So, that happens a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, it's not fair, and of course the police win because they have Batman on their team. And so after the police win the baseball game, I guess an intermission happens because there's a fire, and the fire people go put out the fire.
Yeah, it's showing.
No, they put on a show. It's like exhibition. A halftime show.
Yeah.
So they set a house on fire?
It looks like a giant building. House. Yeah.
Okay. That seems very dangerous.
They're anyway, professionals.
Okay. If you say
still
so.
Still try to set home.
Anyway, so the mayor is making an announcement somewhere. I don't know why he's making this announcement, but he's got the $50,000 in paid admissions that these people paid to see this baseball game. I don't know why people would pay that much to go see a baseball game between cops and firemen, but whatever.
It looks like a full stadium.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but even that, if the stadium holds, I guess if everybody paid a dollar, it's $50,000.
Yeah.
Philly stadium holds 48,000.
I guess, but the mayor's got this money in a box, and I guess he's at a radio station or something? Or maybe
he's just
it's so weird
flaunting
that there's not
it out
like
there,
ATM
swinging
cards
it around so everyone can see that he's got it. It is.
Because I think we just got like a delay. Are you okay? Can you hear me?
I hear you. I just don't know where you're going with this.
Oh, well, because there's no ATM cards or credit cards or anything like that. They just put all the money in a box.
Yeah,
and now they have to take this $50,000 somewhere. And they don't do that crap anymore. You know what I mean? I guess an armored car could pull up and clean out a lot of money, but he's just carrying it himself.
Yeah. And so Two-Face shows up and takes the box because there's like no security.
Pretty easy to do.
Yeah, all the cops and firemen are down on the field, so...
Yeah.
Anyway, Robin somehow comes with a fire hose and sprays them. I don't know
Robin has a bunch of crap. Robin has all kinds of junk with him, apparently.
Yeah, because then he throws baseballs at them, uses a bat on the goons. But then the cops surround them. But Two-Face takes the mayor criminal. And he gets in with Getaway, whatever his name was.
Getaway George, or...
Yeah.
They just call him Getaway at this point, so I don't remember what his first name was.
Yeah, they do.
And were they having this baseball game in, like, a warehouse? Because it looks like they're coming out of a warehouse that just says a sign that says baseball today.
Like, hand-painted sign that says baseball today.
Anyway, Two-Face goes back to his lair with this Getaway guy, and he's like, how could anyone know? Oh, my guys are captured, except for you. You were behind it. And so he touches his face and pulls off makeup, and it's going to be Batman. Nope, it's the mask maker's son.
He said he was going to get him.
He said it,
yep.
But he doesn't get him because Batman bursts through the door because he was hiding in Two-Face's trunk for some reason.
Which still makes no sense. How did Batman leave the game to get into the trunk?
I don't know. Anyway, he punches Two-Face in the face and just holds his shirt and I guess takes him to jail. Because, you know, and then Two-Face says the irony of being double-crossed by one of my own guys. And then it looks like Two-Face put Batman in jail in the last scene.
It does. It looks like Batman's...
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's it. Two-Face is behind jail, but he vows to escape.
They all do, don't they?
Yeah.
I'll bet you on that. Double or nothing.
So, appearances. We got Batman, Robin, James Gordon, Two-Face. Oh, it just lists Joe and Al, but I'm not sure who Joe and Al are. They got other characters.
Or they were Two-Face's thugs.
Well, they're only single appearances anyway. Now it says Gotham City Police Department, Gilda. Gilda is Two-Face's wife, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mayor of Gotham City, it doesn't say who his name is, and Henry Logan, single appearance.
Yeah, I don't think the mayor has a name yet.
Okay.
Yeah. He gets bigger roles as time goes on, you know, when it starts becoming corrupt Gotham.
Yeah.
Right now, Gotham's not corrupt, filled with corrupt officials and police and stuff like that.
Right.
No, just all its citizens are corrupt.
Yeah, pretty much. So, after the actual comic, we get an advertisement for Batman number 13. And it says, Batman and Robin split up.
Yeah, I saw, like, the first page of that one, and Robin's crying. I'm really upset about it that we're not doing that, because I'm worried about Robin.
So it says, what, why, how, and will? The Batman plays a lone hand, which is just one of four terrific Batman stories. So, I don't know what Robin did, but...
Yeah, it looks like he might be running away on the cover.
Batman kicks him out.
Or the splash page, actually.
All right.
We'll find out. Stay tuned. We'll find that out eventually.
Yeah. So. I guess that's it. I don't know.
That's it. You want to hear a joke?
Not one of yours, but...
Come on, they're good.
We don't have a choice anymore.
Why wasn't Batman worried after running over Two-Face?
Why?
It was just a dent in the road. His name's not Dent yet, though, but so what? Who cares? That's the only one I can find.
I think you killed Lumpy with that joke.
I was just trying to figure out who Dent was.
Yeah, he's Harvey Kent right now.
I was looking it up. Oh, it's a cat in the road.
No, yeah, it's a cat in the road.
Bye.
See ya.
TJ here from Comics and Us, just here to plug the social media. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is at EveryTNUs because someone took everything and us, but the name of the Twitter page is Everything and Us Podcast, and then the handle is at EveryTNUs. You can also check us out on Instagram, which is also Everything and Us. These all encapsulate all the podcasts that I do, but you're going to find all your updates for Comics and Us, Anime and Us, so forth and so forth. You can also contact us right now at everythinginuspodcasts@gmail.com. Still working on the website. And until then, that's where you can get a hold of us. That's all. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye.